This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. It has been 2,000 years since the first advent of Jesus. In our previous broadcast, we saw how 2,000 years ago, when Mary received word that she would become the mother of Jesus, she visited her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist, and in her greeting called to remembrance the promises made to Abraham concerning the Messiah, and rejoiced that they were being fulfilled. And it's interesting to note that at the birth of John the Baptist, John's father, Zechariah, prophesied and recalled the same promises when he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham." Interestingly, both Mary and Zechariah had not forgotten the 2,000-year-old promises of God, nor did they consider them irrelevant, but they rejoiced in their fulfillment. So what about us today? Those of us who call upon the name of the Lord represent the fulfillment of those promises. We are among those innumerable sons that God promised to give Abraham, those countless stars in the sky, and those grains of sand on the seashore. The promises of God have not faded, nor are they forgotten. The hope of the gospel is just as vital and true today as it was when first spoken to Abraham 4,000 years ago. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.